ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम Now we have lot of, I think the classes and then coming Friday because she's there, I'm announcing of itself. Following Friday is going to be Shivaratri. It's a special occasion again in India. And the Shivaratri day is a day sometimes sannyasa is given to many people. And the whole Shivaratri day, I'll talk about Shivaratri next week anyway. Following Friday, we have Shivaratri celebration here. You know, and this is all this. Shiva means auspiciousness. And auspiciousness is the nature of consciousness. Isn't it? Because consciousness has no sorrow, no pleasure also. No way. You can't say sugar candy has sweetness, isn't it? Sweetness is sugar candy. Like that, auspiciousness is consciousness. And Ratri means night. Therefore, auspicious night. And the auspicious night means, in fact, just a celebration wherein we pray to Bhagavan, asking for this knowledge and all that. And it's also, people, depending upon how you are, one can be even keeping, it's just a discipline like keeping awake and then they meditate and they dwell, contemplate on all that they do. But we thought we won't do that whole night business here. We will have some evening puja here. Shivaratri puja we'll have. Nice puja. And Shivaratri day is the day usually we are supposed to fast. I don't expect you all to fast at home. If you want to eat, you have to eat. Please eat and come. But here, because Shivaratri day, we don't usually give any prasadams. We'll just have fruits and coffee, tea and milk. That's the prasadam. Just the fruits. Shivaratri day, we don't offer any cooked food. That's one special day. Other days, we can eat. Okay? Prasadam will be only fruit and milk. And maybe we can have something else, small chan or something. That's all, nothing much really speaking. That day we don't really have any big prasadams. So, okay? The Shivaratri celebration is there. And after that, from following, after Shivaratri celebrations, we think, now every, because I happen to be here, we're thinking of starting some Friday classes. So, every Friday evening, we'll have a class on Prakarana Grantha. So because Saturday mornings we are doing Upanishad. So Friday evening we will have class on Prakarana Grantha. I am thinking of starting the Dakshina Murti Stotram first. Because it needs to be unfolded, isn't it, properly. So let us do Shivaratri this coming Friday. Then afterwards I will tell you about the classes. It's okay? But as I told you, there is a Lagunyasaha, which has to be studied before you go to actual Rudra Prashna. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om. Asya Shri Rudradhyaya Prashna Mahamantrasya Aghora Rishihi Anishtup Chandaha Sankarshana Murti Swarupo Yosavadityaha Paramapurusha Sayesha Rudro Devata Namah Shivayeti Bijam Shivatarayeti Shaktihi Mahadevayeti Kilakam Shri Sambasada Shiva
Sambasadashiva
Prasadasiddhyarte
Prasadasiddhyarte
Jape Viniyogaha
Jape Viniyogaha.
I found this book very late. That is why I could not get to this is the proper way of saying. This is an introducing, okay? Who is the Rishi? What is the meter which is in, no? And then who is the Devata invoked here? Isn't it? Everything has to be said. It's just this formality. We'll get it. It's not a big thing. It's a very simple thing. We'll get it done for you next class. Okay. Now we're starting the Dhyana Shlokam. I think you can give that book to somebody. The big book. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om. Athatmanam Shivatmanam. Athatmanam Shivatmanam. Shri Rudra Rupam Dhyayet. Shri Rudra Rupam Dhyayet. Om. Athatmanam, Athatmanam, Shivatmanam, Shivatmanam, Shri Rudra Rupam Dhyayet, Shri Rudra Rupam Dhyayet, Shuddhaspatika Sankasham,
Shuddhaspatika
Sankasham, Shuddhaspatika Sankasham, Shuddhaspatika Sankasham, Trinetram Panchavaktrakam,
Trinetram
Panchavaktrakam, Gangadharam Dashabhujam,
Gangadharam
Dashabhujam,
Sarvabharanabhushitam,
Sarvabharanabhushitam, Neelagrivam Shashankankam,
Neelagrivam
Shashankankam, Nagayagyopavitinam,
Nagayagyopavitinam,
Vyagracharmottariyancha, 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 Varenyamabhayapradam, Varenyamabhayapradam, Kamandalvakshasutranam, Kamandalvakshasutranam,
Kamandalvakshasutranam,
Dharinam, Dharinam, Shulapaninam,
Shulapaninam,
Jwalantam,
Jwalantam,
Pingalajata, Pingalajata, Shikhamudyotadharinam,
Shikhamudyotadharinam,
Jwalantam,
Jwalantam,
Pingalajata, Shikhamudyotadharinam, Pingalajata, Shikham, Pingalajata Shikham Udyotadharinam
Udyotadharinam
Vrishaskandha Samarudham
Vrishaskandha Samarudham
Vrishaskandha Vrishaskandha Samarudham Samarudham Uma Dehardhadharinam,
Uma
Dehardhadharinam, Uma Dehardhadharinam,
Uma
Dehardhadharinam, Amrutenaplutam Shantam, Amrutenaplutam Shantam, Amrutenaplutam Shantam, Amrutenaplutam Shantam, Divya Bhoga Samanvitam,
Divya Bhoga
Samanvitam, Digdevata Samayuktam,
Digdevata
Samayuktam, Sura Sura Namaskritam,
Sura
Sura Namaskritam, Digdevata Samayuktam,
Digdevata Samayuktam,
Sura Sura Namaskritam,
Sura Sura Namaskritam,
Nityam cha shashvatam shuddham.
Nityam cha
shashvatam shuddham. Nityam cha shashvatam shuddham.
Shashvatam
shuddham. Dhruvamaksharamauhyayam.
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 Maksharamauhyayam.
Sarvavyapinameshanam.
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 Rudram vaivishwarupinam.
Rudram vaivishwarupinam.
Okay. This is how one has to meditate upon Rudra, Lord Rudra. This is for, in fact, visualizing Lord in a given form. It's called Saguna Brahma Upasanam. I mean, visualizing the form, invoking the Lord, the formless reality, isn't it? In a given form. Why? Now you know, any Nama Rupa is what? No Nama Rupa is outside of existence. No Nama Rupa is outside of existence. Existence is not outside of awareness, isn't it? But any Nama Rupa stands for what? The existence, the awareness. Isn't it? Even though awareness, the existence is not Nama Rupa, Nama Rupa is what? Nama Rupa is what? Existence. Awareness, isn't it? Therefore, now we visualize, we are very comfortable. Any form is Bhagavan. Isn't it? Bhagavan is not any form. Any form is Bhagavan. And here we are visualizing a given form. So this is called Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha or Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And here, what is that form you are supposed to meditate on? First Manasam Karma, then Vachikam Karma will be followed. When we are going to chant it later on. Isn't it? It's called Upasana Karma Vachikam Karma Samuchayaha. Isn't it? Synthesizing the chanting of the mantras with meditation prior to that. Before you start the chanting, you meditate upon a given form of the Lord. You know, Vishnu Sahasranam means, okay, meditate upon the Lord, some form of the Lord, then you meditate like that. So all these verses are meant for, in fact, seeing them, you have to know the meaning of the verses in order to meditate, see that form, isn't it? First, we are only chanting today. We'll see that later on. Evam dhyatva dvijaha samyak dhyatva evam. In this manner, a dvijaha, the learned person, meditating upon the Lord in this form, like this, samyak, tataha thereafter yajanam arabhet. May one start worshipping or chanting. That's the meaning. Okay, still here what now? All these words are meant for meditation. Meditation means what? Focus and attention of your mind on the given form described in these verses. It's clear now. We do not know now. We have to see the meanings. He says no.
Shuddhaspatika sankasham, trinetram panchavaktrakam, gangadharam dashabhujam, sarvabharanabhushitam, Neelagrivam shashankankam nagayajnopavitinam vyagracharmottariyancha varenyamabhayapradam Kamandalvaksha sutranam, dharinam shulapaninam, jvalantam pingalajata, ज्वलन्तं पिङ्गलजटा शिखामुद्योतधारिणम् शिखामुद्योतधारिणम् ज्वलन्तं ज्वलन्तं पिङ्गलजटाशिखाम् पिङ्गलजटाशिखाम् उद्योतधारिणम्
उद्योतधारिणम्
वृषस्कन्धसमारूढम् वृषस्कन्धसमारूढम् उमादेहार्धधारिणम् उमादेहार्धधारिणम् अमृतेनाप्लुतं शान्तम् अमृतेनाप्लुतं शान्तम् दिव्यभोगसमन्वितम्
दिव्यभोगसमन्वितम्
दिग्देवतासमायुक्तम् दिग्देवतासमायुक्तम् सुरासुरनमस्कृतम् नित्यं च शाश्वतं शुद्धम्
नित्यं च शाश्वतं
शुद्धम्
ध्रुवमक्षरमौह्ययम्
ध्रुवमक्षरमौह्ययम् सर्वव्यापिनमीशानम्
सर्वव्यापिनमीशानम्
रुद्रं वै विश्वरूपिणम्
रुद्रं वै विश्वरूपिणम्
Then after that, actually, how one should do this Rudra Japam that is said here. Now one should get up in the morning and have a shower, wear clean clothes, and living a clean life, wearing clean white clothes, or clean clothes, and then saying in front of the Murti, and then one has to invoke Devatas in one's own body. Invoke Bhagavan where? In your own body. Where are all the Devatas? In your own body you invoke. That is said in the next paragraph. That is not important for you. You don't need to do it actually. And what has to say, we said next is, Prajanane, Prajanane, Brahma Tishthatu, Padayor, पादयोर विष्णुस्तिष्ठतु हस्तयोर हस्तयोर हरस्तिष्ठतु बाह्योर इंद्रस्तिष्ठतु इंद्रस्तिष्ठतु जठरेग्निस्तिष्ठतु जठरेग्निस्तिष्ठतु हृदये शिवस्तिष्ठतु शिवस्तिष्ठतु कंठे वसवस्तिष्ठन्तु वसवस्तिष्ठन्तु वक्त्रे वक्त्रे सरस्वती तिष्ठतु नासिकयोर नासिकयोर वायुस्तिष्ठतु नयनयोश नयनयोश चंद्रादित्यौ चंद्रादित्यौ तिष्ठेताम् कर्णयोरश्विनौ कर्णयोरश्विनौ तिष्ठेताम् ललाटे रुद्रास्तिष्ठन्तो रुद्रास्तिष्ठन्तो मूर्ध्न्यादित्यौ त्यास्तिष्ठन्तो वित्यास्तिष्ठन्तो मूर्ध्न्यादित्यास्तिष्ठन्तो वित्यास्तिष्ठन्तो शिरसि महादेवस्तिष्ठतो शिरसि महादेवस्तिष्ठतो शिखायां वामदेवस्तिष्ठतो वामदेवस्तिष्ठतो पृष्ठे पिनाकी तिष्ठतो पिनाकी तिष्ठतो पुरतशूली तिष्ठतो शूली तिष्ठतो
पार्श्वयो शिवा शङ्करौ तिष्ठेताम् सर्वतो वायुस्तिष्ठतो ततो बहिः सर्वतोऽग्निर् ज्वालामाला परिवृतस्तिष्ठतु सर्वेष्वङ्गेषु
यथास्थानं तिष्ठन्तु
माम् रक्षन्तु मे आल् द देवतास् remain in all the respective part of the bodies and may those devatas protect me. Okay, this is literal, these things I'll get it, I'll myself sit and write in English and give you the translation because I don't find anywhere in these things. I don't know whether you have all got it. Have you got them? You don't have them? Okay. I will write and give you. Don't worry. That's why I'm not doing too many times. I'm, because of the procedure, I want at least once. No, I've done once. I'll write in my own handwriting. I'll give you. Okay. We'll go to the actual Rudram. And then this I'll write and give you. Then afterwards we can practice. Go to page number 352. Peterji, in your book. We're going to the actual Rudram. See what all we have to read before we go to the actual Rudram. That, because I thought you all have it in different English books, but you don't have. Many of them seem to be missing a lot of things. I'll write it myself in English, English and get it done for you. Okay? Now we'll start this.
Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om. Namaste, 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 Rudra, Rudra, Rudra,
Rudra,
Om namaste, Rudra, Om namaste, Rudra, Om namaste, Rudra, Om namaste, Rudra, Manyava, 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 Utota, 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 Ishave Namaha, Ishave Namaha, Ishave Namaha, Ishave Namaha, Om Namaste Rudra Manyava. Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Utota Ishave Namaha Utota Ishave Namaha Utota Ishave Namaha Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Utota Ishave Namaha Namaste 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 Asta Asta.
If you have any bronchitis problems, you'll be relieved of those. Know why? Because X and all your lots of all the dust will be brought out. Any dust is inside, it'll come out. Namaste, 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 asta, asta, namaste, asta, namaste, asta, dhanvane, dhanvane, namaste. Namaste astu dhanvane, namaste astu dhanvane, 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 bahubhyamuta, 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 bahubhyamuta.
Bahubhyamuta Te Namaha Te Namaha Bahubhyamuta Te Namaha
Bahubhyamuta
Te Namaha Bahubhyamuta Te Namaha Bahubhyamuta Te Namaha Namaste Astu Dhanvane Namaste Astu Dhanvane Bahubhyamuta Te Namaha Bahubhyamuta Te Namaha Yata Ishu Shivatama Yata Ishu Shivatama Yata Ishu Shivatama Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuva Shivam Babhuva Te Dhanuhu Te Dhanuhu Yata Ishu Shivatama
Yata Ishu
Shivatama Shivam Babhuva Shivam Babhuva Te Dhanuhu
Te Dhanuhu
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava
Namaste Rudra Manyava
Namaste Rudra Manyava Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Utota Ishave Namaha I'll say once, you have to say three times after me, okay? Om Namaste Rudra Manyava
Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Om Namaste Rudra Manyava
Utota Ishave Namaha
Utota Ishave Namaha
Utota Ishave Namaha Utota Ishave Namaha Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha
Namaste
Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Say it now. Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Can you ever sing the book now? Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha You know? Namaste Rudra Namaste Rudra Hey Rudra Oh the one who drives away sorrow Vocative case No Rudraha means what? Ruth means I told Ruth means sorrow The unwanted undesirable is sorrow the Ruth Dravayati Now one who drives away sorrow Rutam Dravayati iti Rudraha Therefore what now? Rudra, oh the one who drives away sorrow. The Lord who drives away sorrow. Long name, isn't it? Rudra, te to you, namaha, salutations. Dukkate vettidikkindra bhagavane umakku vanakkam. How will you say? Hey Rudra, te namaha. Understand now? Namaha te. Namaste. Namaste Rudra man. Namaste Rudra. Namaste Rudra. Salutations unto you. Te to you. Hey Rudra. Salutations unto you. First line, isn't it? Namaste Rudra. Te umak. Namaha vanakkam. Rudra Rudra re. Understand now. Namaste Rudra. Namaste Rudra. Then manyava. Manyava. Manyuhu means anger. Manyave to the anger. O Lord Rudra, salutations unto you and salutations to your anger.
Look at this, it's the beauty of Rudram. Understand now, what is anger? Any anger is what? Bhagavan. Bhagavan does not have anger, isn't it? But any anger, anywhere, in any mind is what? Anger in general is what? Bhagavan, isn't it? So we say what? No. Salutations to your anger. Te manyave namaha. Salutations to you and salutations to your anger also. When does Bhagavan get angry? You know that? Whenever we go through pain, discomforts in life, suffering in life, the suffering and pains that we go through in our life are nothing but our own, isn't it? Translated form of our own papa karma phalam. Therefore, ordained by what? Natural law. Therefore, what do we say now? The natural law which determines the pain as our own karma phalam is what? Bhagavan's anger. That's why Bhagavan doesn't get angry, isn't it? That is why salutations to your anger. This is how you neutralize also Bhagavan's anger. Anger, very beautiful, isn't it? Then, namaste, namaste, rudra manyava, uta, uta, also, ata, you know, the utota, no, utota, uta, uta, we say, uta, uta, utota, also, ishave namaha, ishuhu means arrow, Bhagavan is holding a bow and arrow, okay, ishuhu means arrow. So, salutations to you, salutations to your anger, salutations to your arrow you're holding. Bhagavan is always presented as the one who's endowed with many weapons. Weapons are always for two things, no? To protect the righteous, to punish the non-righteous. Any Bhagavan, very personified, as the one who's endowed with many weapons. Know that? Why does Bhagavan wants protection or what? Tell you, Bhagavan does not need any protection. But Bhagavan is always presented as the one who is endowed with many weapons. You see, Rama, Kodandapanihi. Krishna, I don't know, we have Mahavisharangapani, Shankapani, Kodandapani, Gadapani. You know that? We say Pinakapani Shiva. Bhagavan, Shiva is called Pinakapanihi. And when all personifications, Puranas depict them with all this, that means what? The weapons stand for, weapons are the laws, natural laws. No? What do they do? Wrongdoers are punished, righteous people are blessed. For protecting the righteous people, for punishing the wrongdoers, and to maintain the law and order. Weapons are there for three purposes. Okay? Three things are there. Why any Bhagavan is said to be having the weapons? No? There's so many, we say. For protecting the righteous, and punishing the non-righteous, and to maintain the law and order of the phenomena. Therefore, we say ishuhu. Ishave namaha means salutations to your arrow. Three things now. First line, we have to, salutations to Bhagavan, salutations to his anger, salutations to his arrow. Om namaste rudra, namaste rudra, om, namaste rudra manyava utota ishave namaha, namaste rudra manyava utota ishave namaha, repeat it, namaste rudra manyava utota ishave namaha. Again, namaste rudra manyava utota ishave namaha. Namaste astu dhanvane, namaste astu dhanvane, namaste astu dhanvane, namaste astu dhanvane. Bahubhyamuta, 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 te namaha, te namaha, te namaha,
बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः से नौ बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः नमस्ते 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 अस्तु धन्वने नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने से नौ नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने
नमस्ते
अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः
बाहुभ्यामुतते
नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः विषय नौ नमः ते अस्तु धन्वने ते धन्वने नमः अस्तु नो सल्यूटेशन्स अन्टु योर बो सल्यूटेशन्स टु योर एरो सल्यूटेशन्स टु योर बो अंड ते बाहुभ्याम सल्यूटेशन्स टु द टु शोल्डर्स नो विच आर होल्डिंग वट नो द आर्म्स नो हैंड्स विच आर होल्डिंग दीस बो अंड एरो बाहुभ्याम नमः உன்னுடைய தோளுக்கு வணக்கம் உன்னுடைய வில்லுக்கு வணக்கம் உன்னுடைய அம்புக்கு வணக்கம் உமக்கு வணக்கம் உன் கோபத்திற்கு வணக்கம் தான் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நோ சல்யூட்டேஷன்ஸ் டு யூ டு யுவர் ஆங்கர் டு யுவர் ஆரோ டு யுவர் போ டு யுவர் ஷோல்டர்ஸ் டு யுவர் ஆர்ம்ஸ் விச் ஆர் ஹோல்டிங் ஆன் டு தோஸ் போ அண்ட் ஆரோ இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ் ஆக்சுவலி யூ வில் சி த ஹோல் ஜகத் வில் பி பவுட் டு பை சாண்டிங் ருத்ரம் Very powerful. I'll explain to you later on, the plus later on, okay? Now we'll just go ahead with this. So I don't want you to chant mechanically, at least you know some meaning, no? Dhanvan means bow. Dhanvane namaha. Dhanvane, then bahuhu, bahu two shoulders, no? Bahubhyam, uta means also. Bahubhyam utate namaha, simply added, just to adjust the meter, okay? Uta, uta, we'll come across many utas. Now, नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने रियली वेन यू चांट दिस लॉट ऑफ हीट विल प्रोड्यूस्ड यू नो दैट द बॉडी प्रोड्यूस लॉट ऑफ हीट इज गुड इन अ वे इट्स डोंट नीड टू वरी अबाउट सम एक्सरसाइज ऑल्सो चांटिंग इज इन अ वे गुड एक्सरसाइज ऑल्सो बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः हैड से टुगेदर नमस्ते ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः तेनु
ते अस्तु धन्वने
बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वने बाहुभ्यामुतते नमः ओके यातयिषु शिवतमा यातयिषु शिवतमा शिवतमा यातयिषु शिवतमा यातयिषु शिवतमा यातयिषु शिवतमा यातयिषु शिवतमा यातयिषु शिवतमा
यातयिषु
शिवतमा
Shivam Babhuva, Shivam Babhuva, Shivam Babhuva, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Te Dhanuhu, Te Dhanuhu, Te Dhanuhu, Yata Ishu Shivatama,
Yata
Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Yata Ishu Shivatama,
Yata Ishu
Shivatama, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu,
Shivam
Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Yata Ishu Shivatama,
Yata Ishu Shivatama,
Yata Ishu Shivatama, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Shivam Babhuva, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Te Dhanuhu, Te Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu. We have to say it together. Yata Ishu Shivatama,
Yata
Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu,
Shivam
Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu,
Yata
Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu,
Yata
Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu,
Yata
Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya. Shiva Sharau, I have to finish this. Shiva Sharauya,
Shiva Sharauya,
Shiva Sharauya, Shiva Sharauya, Yata Vataya, Yata Vataya, Yata Vataya, Yata Vataya, No Rudram Rudaya, No Rudram Rudaya, No Rudram Rudaya, No Rudram Rudaya,
No Rudram
Rudaya, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Yata Ishu Shivatama, Shivam Babhuva, Shivam Babhuva, Te Dhanuhu, Te Dhanuhu, Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya, Yata Vataya, Yata Vataya, No Rudram Rudaya,
No Rudram Rudaya,
Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya, Yata Vataya, Yata Vataya, No Rudram Rudaya,
No Rudram
Rudaya, Shiva Sharavya, Shiva Sharavya, Yata Vataya, Yata Vataya, No Rudram Rudaya,
No Rudram Rudaya.
Actually here, Ya, you know the relative pronoun, te only becomes tag there. Ishuhu Shivatama. Shivatama Ishuhu, your most auspicious divine arrow. And then what? Dhanuhu, Shivam Dhanuhu, your auspicious bow. The babuva means what? Your arrow, your bow, all of them are what now? Auspicious, because they are yours, okay? Your auspicious arrow, auspicious dhanuhu, bow, Shivam Dhanuhu, Shivatama Ishuhu, then Sharavya. Sharavya means, you know, the quiver, wherein you put all your arrows, no? Sharavya means actually this is your quiver, and the quiver where you put the arrows, quiver. And then that's also what? Auspicious quiver. See, everything is auspicious. There's nothing inauspicious at all. Look at this. Arrow is auspicious. Quiver is auspicious. And then a bow also is what? Auspicious. Isn't it? Shivam, Danuhu, Shiva, Sharavya, Shivatama, Vishuhu. Shivaha means auspicious. Shivam also means auspicious, isn't it? And the Shiva also means auspicious. Why? Because the gender difference. That's all. Don't take it too seriously. Shivaha means feminine. Shivaha masculine. Shivam neutral. Shiva feminine. All three means what? Auspicious woman, auspicious man, auspicious thing. When I say, I should say what now? Shiva, Shivaha, Shivam. Understand how? So Shiva Tama means what now? Superlative degree. Shivaha, auspicious. Shivataraha, more auspicious. Shivatamaha, the most auspicious. Just to say nothing. Okay? So generally what this mantra says is, your bow which is auspicious, your arrow which is auspicious, your quiver which is auspicious, you have all of them, O Lord, Rudra, hey Rudra, Naha Mrudaya, Taya, with that quiver, with your bow, with your arrow. It's all Vedic usage. You can't really have to connect them correctly. They won't tell much. Okay, all of them. Mrudaya. Mrudayati means pleases. Mahivikirar. Mrudayati is a verb. Mrudaya, may you please us. May you keep us in good humor. May you bless us with joy and happiness. What? With all of them. Okay? You have all of them. You have everything you have all that you need to protect us. Isn't it? Mrudaya means what? May you please us. Mahivipiraha. Rudra Bhagavane. No? May you please us. Naha Mrudaya. Naha means us. Naha Mrudaya, may you please us, may you make us happy, may you bless us with joy, may you keep us in good humor. Is it okay now? Naha Mrudaya, you can say now. Mrudaya, say now. That is why he is called Mrudaha. Devi is called Mrudani. Know that? Mrudaha means what? Happiness himself. Mrudaya, you are the source of happiness, so you alone can make us happy. Is it clear now? Otherwise, we can't be. That's for what now? Naha Mrudaya, please make us happy. Engalai Mahivipiraha. Nahana Engalai Mahivipiraha. Naha Mrudaya, please make us happy. With what? With all that you have. What all you have? Your bow, your arrow, and quiver. What are they? They're all auspicious. It's a literal meaning. And then the implied meaning should be given later on. Okay? You can't do everything together. Now the main aim is to chant correctly with the literal meaning. Then we'll see the overall, the implied meaning. It's okay? That is different. Don't think just the Bhagavan is holding bow and arrow and all that. We have to give lots of meaning for that.
Yata Yishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu. Yata Yishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu. Yata Ishu Shivatama Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu. Shivatama Shivatama Shivam Babhuva Shivam Babhuvate Dhanuhu. Shivasharavya Shivasharavya Shivasharavya, 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 Yatavataya, 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 No Rudram Rudaya, No Rudram Rudaya.
எங்களை ருத்ரரே காப்பாற்றுங்கள். ஹவ் யூ சே நோ ருத்? நோ மீன்ஸ் நஹ, நாட் இங்கிலீஷ். நோ, ஓகே. நோ மீன்ஸ் நஹ, நஹ மீன்ஸ் அஸ்மான், அஸ் எங்களை. நோ அஸ் ருத்ர, ஓ ருத்ர மிருடைய, பிளீஸ் பிளீசஸ், ஓகே, டூ பிளீஸ் அஸ். ஏ ருத்ர, டூ பிளீஸ் அஸ், don't make us unhappy. What is simple is what now? Don't make us unhappy, make us happy. That means what? Please, please us. It's okay.
No rudram rudaya, no rudram rudaya, yate rudra, yate rudra, shiva shiva, yate rudra shiva, yate rudra shiva, yate rudra shiva, yate rudra shiva, tanura ghora papakashini, tanura ghora papakashini, தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி.
அபாபகாஷினி, ஓகே, நாட் பாபகாஷினி.
தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி, 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 யாதே ருத்ர, யாதே ருத்ர சிவா 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 சிவா, யாதே ருத்ர சிவா, யாதே ருத்ர சிவா, தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி, 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 யாதே ருத்ர சிவா தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி, சிவா தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி. செகண்ட், யாதே ருத்ர சிவா தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி. அகைன், யாதே ருத்ர சிவா தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி. அகைன், யாதே ருத்ர சிவா தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி. அகைன், யாதே ருத்ர சிவா தனுரகோராபாபகாஷினி, தயானஸ்தனுவா, 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 சந்தமயா, சந்தமயா, கிரிஷந்தாபிச கஷீஹி, கிரிஷந்தாபிச கஷீஹி,
Tayanastanuva, Tayanastanuva, Shantamaya, Shantamaya, Girishantabhichakashihi,
Girishantabhichakashihi,
Girishantabhichakashihi, Tayanastanuva, Shantamaya, 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 Girishantabhi, Girishantabhi, Girishantabhi Chakashihi, Girishantabhi Chakashihi, Girishantabhi Chakashihi, Girishantabhi Chakashihi, say no, Girishantabhi Chakashihi. Till now you have learnt one name of the Lord as Rudraha, isn't it? One who drives away sorrow is Rudraha. You are calling him as, Hey Rudra, Naha Mrudaya, Hey Rudra, isn't it? Te Namaha. Like that you are calling him like a Bhagavan friend, you know. Now you, next name is what? Hey Girishanta. What's the next name you are learning here? Girishanta. See, Bhagavan has made him say, Girishaha. Girishaha is one name. You know Girish, no? Not a Greece. Okay. Girishaha, another word Girishaha and Girishantaha. Okay? Girishantaha. It's a very beautiful word. Girishantaha is Bhagavan name. No? Sham Tanoti iti Shantaha. One who bestows auspiciousness. What is auspiciousness? No, what is auspiciousness? Auspiciousness. Auspicious is that which is free from sorrow, which does not cause sorrow, which removes sorrow. Is it clear now? Something which will devoid of sorrow, dukkam atradu, dukkattai yerpaduthadu, dukkattai neekuvadu. Look at this. That which is devoid of sorrow, isn't it? Sorrowless. That which does not cause sorrow, that which removes sorrow, is auspicious. Purida, how will you explain the word auspiciousness? You will not find this meaning in thesaurus. You know that? What is auspiciousness? No? Not being sorrowful, not causing sorrow, not removing the sorrow. It's auspiciousness, isn't it? Therefore, happiness. Happiness does not cause sorrow. That is not, doesn't have sorrow, because it's happiness, isn't it? And happiness does not create sorrow, does not cause sorrow, does not have sorrow. And where there is happiness, sorrow cannot be there. Isn't it? Therefore, what is light means what? That does not have darkness. That which, isn't it, does not cause darkness. That which drives away darkness, removes darkness, is light. Is it clear now? What is light? Light is that which does not have darkness, which does not cause darkness, that which drives away darkness. Is it clear now? So what is auspiciousness? That which does not have sorrow. That which does not cause sorrow. That which drives away sorrow is auspiciousness. Auspiciousness. Okay? That is the meaning of the word Shivaha. Understand now? That is the meaning of your name, Doctor? Shivaha. Dukkha Matravar. Dukkattai erpaduthadavar, dukkattai neekugiravar. Understand now? That is why we say the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya. No way. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. If you keep on chanting the mantra, what do you think? What is that which does not have sorrow, does not cause sorrow, that drives away sorrow? Is what now? Shivaha. Isn't it? That is the swarupam of Atma. Atma swarupam is Shiva. Shivaha is equal to Atma. Brahman, limitless reality, is at the throne is happiness, isn't it? Not happy, happiness itself. Therefore we say what? Shivaha. So that form is what, you know, that reality is what now? Most auspicious form is what? Form of the Lord, isn't it? What is the most auspicious form of the Lord? Happiness, fullness, limitlessness, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure existence, isn't it? That is the form of the Lord. What is the form of the Lord? Formlessness. What is the formless form of the Lord? In what form is the Lord actually? All the forms are the Lord. All the forms are Lord's forms. But Lord has no form. And what is that form? Formless form. Pure existence, pure consciousness, and limitlessness, fullness, happiness. And that, what is that form? Auspiciousness. Why? It doesn't have sorrow, doesn't cause sorrow, removes sorrow. Is it clear now? That's the meaning of our Shivaha. Dukkamattu dukkate erpadutha dukkate neekkuvathu. We say Shivaha. Therefore he says here, Shivat, you know. Therefore what now? Shantanoti. Shantanoti means what? Shantaha. One who blesses with auspiciousness. Is Shantanoti iti Shantaha. You know? Shantanoti. Mangalate seihiravar. That is the meaning. Sham also means what? Sham. See, look at this. Shivam. Sham. Shivam. Shivam. Shubham. Mangalam. Kalyanam. Sham. Bhadram. All these words mean auspiciousness. How many words? Shivam. Say.
Shivam.
Mangalam.
Mangalam.
Kalyanam.
Kalyanam.
Shubham.
Shubham.
Bhadram.
Bhadram.
Swasti.
Swasti.
Not swastika, okay? Swasti. Don't think of Hitler now. German now. Germany. Now swasti. Bhadram. Mangalam. Shivam. Shubham. Kalyanam. Sham. Sham also means auspiciousness. They're all synonyms. Sham. That's why Bhagavan says Shankara. Shankaroti iti Shankaraha. One who brings auspiciousness, one who makes auspiciousness is what? Shankaraha. Understand now? Shankara means, Sham means what? Shivam. Shivam means what? Shubham. Shubham means what? Kalyanam. Kalyanam means what? Bhadram. Bhadram means what? Mangalam. Mangalam means what? Auspiciousness. Understand now? All the words are synonyms. Auspiciousness. Understand now, there's nothing amangalam. Understand? Mangalam da allame. Auspiciousness. Therefore, he says, Sham tanoti, Shivam tanoti, Shubham tanoti, Mangalam tanoti, Anandam tanoti, Happiness tanoti. Understand now? Is what now? Sham tanoti iti Shantaha. Nice name. Yaka parents sollunga. Shantana, Shantaha. Yes, Shantanu. Mahabhagavatam. Shantanu. Auspiciousness is the form of whom? He is called Shantanuhu. Understand now? Shantanuhu. Auspiciousness eva tanuhu, form. Embodiment of auspiciousness. We say no, Shantanu. So Shantanoti iti Shantaha. And how does Bhagavan bless one with auspiciousness? One who blesses with auspiciousness is Shantaha. Now Giri Shantaha. Girihi means mountain. Okay, but here the word mountain symbolizes all the four Vedas. Mountain stands for Vedas, and all the three, if you say the Vedas, how the Veda, also what now? In fact, if you see the Karma Kanda of Veda is for Grihastha Ashramis, Grihastha Ashrama people. And Karma Upasana Kanda of Veda is for Vanaprastha Ashramis. Jnana Kanda of Veda is for Sannyasa Ashramis. Stands for three ashramas. Veda has three parts, isn't it? Karma Kandaha, Upasana Kandaha, Jnana Kandaha. Karma Kanda stands for what? Grihastha Ashramaha. Upasana Kandaha stands for Vanaprastha Ashramaha. Jnana Kandaha stands for Sannyasa Ashramaha. Understand now? Girihi. All the four Vedas are what now? Three parts of the Vedas. And then, if you go to Jnanakanda, you live our Karma Yoga life properly. Properly living on Karma Yoga life. Then what now? Doing all the karmas. Then you climb the mountain. Then once you finish the responsibilities, you become what? You more of meditative. You live like meditative life, less of karma. Isn't it? Upasana Kandaha. As a vanaprasthi. Then you go to what? Jnana Kandaha. Then you understand what is the reality, what is Brahman, how Brahma available for recognition is the Atma, is the Self, connection between the universe and the Brahman reality and the Self. You understand, you get the knowledge of the reality. Isn't it? Then once you climb up and go, what is the subject matter of the Upanishads? Isn't it? Girishantaha means what? One who remains as the very subject matter of the Vedanta. Okay? Vedanta. Thereby one who blesses the one with auspiciousness through knowledge is Girishantaha. Is it clear now? Girishantaha means one remaining as the very subject matter of the Vedas. One who blesses one with auspiciousness. Veda marai malayin purulayirindu mangalatte nalhugavaravar. Now, isn't it? We have to understand one who remains subject, remaining as the very subject matter, essence of the Veda. Thereby one who blesses one with auspiciousness is Girishantaha. Is the name of the Lord. Is it clear now? Hey Girishanta. You call the Lord, hey Girishanta. Abhichakashihi. Abhichakashihi. Let us put the word there. Abhichakashihi means what? May you illumine. May you bring to light. Oh, the bestower of auspiciousness. May you illumine. Abhichakashihi. You know? What should you abhichakashihi? Thy form. By auspicious form. Is it clear now? Girishanta. Hey Girishanta. Abhicha. Girishantabhichakashihi. 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 See? I think sorry, I have to stop here. I'll explain the next class, okay? I'll explain a whole lot of things I have to explain. Yate Rudra Shiva, Yate Rudra Shiva, Tanura Ghora Papakashini, Tanura Ghora Papakashini, Tayanas Tanuva, Tayanas Tanuva, Shantamaya, Shantamaya, Girishanta Bichakashihi, Girishanta Bichakashihi, Shanta Bichakashihi. Nice, isn't it? Girishanta, you know, when you had to mean vocative, Girishanta. Isn't it? Shanta, Girishanta. That you know the meaning, anyway. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Namo Bhagavate Rudraya. Om Om Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Namaste Rudra Manyava Utota Ishave Namaha. Namaste.
namaste astu dhanvane namaste astu dhanvane bahubhyam utate namaha bahubhyam utate namaha yatayishu shivatama yatayishu shivatama shivam babhuvate dhanuh
shivam
babhuvate dhanuh Shivasharavya, Shivasharavya, Yatavataya, Yatavataya, Shivasharavya, Yatavataya, Shivasharavya, Yatavataya, No Rudra Mrudaya,
No Rudra Mrudaya,
Yate Rudra, Yate, Yate Rudra, Yate,
Yate
Rudra, Shiva, te Rudra Shiva, Tanura Ghora Papakashini, Nura Ghora Papakashini, Tayanas Tanuva, Tayanas Tanuva, Shantamaya, Shantamaya, Girishanta Bichakashihi, Girishanta Bichakashihi. Om.
Okay. We have 10 minutes Sanskrit class.